Hello, friends. Welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During the last hour, I had Zora on through his son, Billy. And Zora gave me a miracle healing. I've had tinnitus especially in my right ear for nearly 40 years, and much of it, as I'm speaking now, is gone after almost four decades of noise in my head. So I can't. He also restored the hearing in my right ear. I lost 10% hearing in my right ear as a result of a car accident in January, February 1978. And I can hear better now in my right ear. And I want to thank Zora from the Hollow Earth so much for that miracle healing. In September, Adama, another high priest of Telos and the Hollow Earth at Mount Shasta, restored the eyesight in my eyes to 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes after one of my eyes was sunburned. and I had 20/50 vision in that eye for decades, and now I have perfect vision in both eyes. Anyway, it's been a miracle healing day today, and with that, I have my good friend Tom Palladino on. Tom is a specialist in scalar energy healing, and it's based upon Nikola Tesla. Tom also was so kind to give me a healing yesterday. I've been traveling a lot recently, and I feel much better now. And Tom, how are you doing today? We'll get Tom on.
It's great to be here once again.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, Tom. you just returned from Hawaii. Tom, tell us about your healing ministry and what you were doing in Hawaii.
I'm working with scalar energy, as Ted mentioned. Scalar energy is not electricity. Some people call it chi or life force. I'm working with that life force energy and having great success with this energy of the stars. Mm. I was in Hawaii recently, mm-hmm. Working with the people of Hawaii. Very loving, very gracious group of people. I feel so at home there. I could easily live in Hawaii. Anyway, not to digress.
Sure.
The people of Hawaii were very open to what I'm speaking about. They understand energy healing. They see the merit of energy healing. So I had a very successful trip to Hawaii.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Now, I experienced your healing firsthand yesterday because at my request, you put in the photographs, actually, both me and Michiko Hayashi. And we immediately felt better, and I feel great today. And so I want to thank you so much for doing that, and I can verify, I can attest that what you do is the real deal. It really does work.
It is the real deal, because energy is fundamental, and energy mm-hmm. does what you tell it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to treat you at Michiko, we could immediately destroy the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites in your body.
Right.
And you responded favorably and quite quickly, because this is how effective scalar energy is. It can destroy germs.
Mm-hmm.
So consider how many diseases are caused by viruses, bacteria, parasites. Well, we have the answer to that. Scalar mm-hmm. energy can destroy those germs.
Right. Right. Amazing. Amazing. Now, Tom, you also have a free program, too, for people. Could you tell people how that works?
Sure. We offer free scalar energy treatments to anybody in the world. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're interested, take this website down. The website is freescalar.net. Scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. And you simply visit the website and send us your photograph. We treat people by way of their photograph. All I need is a photograph of some part of your anatomy, some part of your skin. And we can treat you effectively with scalar energy by way of your photograph.
Wow.
This is how I treat Ted.
Wow.
Ted lives in the state of Washington. I live in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter where you live. Scalar right. energy can find you. And in so doing, scalar energy can destroy the germs in your body.
Right. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Well, you truly are a gift from God, Tom. And there's not many people like you. And I'm so grateful that you do the work that you do for people.
Ted, you're a class act yourself.
Thank you.
All of us in the listening audience realize how hard you work and how your heart is in the right place, how you want to make this a better world to live in. And Ted, you are untiring. I call Ted the ever-ready battery because he never gives up. He's always working hard. And I acknowledge that, Ted, and I acknowledge your efforts. So you're a good man. It's my honor to know you.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I want to tell people during my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Olympia, I have a lot of materials from Tom's program, and it's free. You're welcome to come by and talk about it. There will be other healers there, too, but we'll be giving that information out. And for those who are skeptical, you can't lose for trying. It's free, and so there's no cost. You just send your picture in and just see what happens. So I recommend you come down if you're in the area. And, Tom, I just want to thank you so much for spending the time with me today and telling people about your wonderful program. Could you give out the
website? Always a pleasure.
Wonderful, my friend. Could you give out the websites again for people?
Sure. The website is freescaler.net. Anybody in the world can upload as many as 25 photographs. We will treat you and your family for free. Wow. Try it. Wow. As I say, you have nothing to lose but your germ.
And that we credit that to Lennon, of course. So
I like that.
Yeah, who said back to the people of Russia, "You have nothing to lose but your chains." But this is different, of course. And most people would like to lose their germs. So anyway. Well, Thomas is a supporter and sponsor of Out of This World Radio. He does wonderful work with people, and give him a try. And is there a phone number people can call as well if they have questions, Tom?
We'll just leave it with the website. I'll tell you what. I will go with a phone number, area code 805-364-3051.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay, great. Great. Okay, great. I was going to repeat.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your effort.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for healing the world, and thanks so much for coming on today.
Enjoy your weekend, Ted.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Take care. Well, it's wonderful to have Tom on. He does wonderful work. And also, Tom's a class act, and so is Michiko Hayashi, because she does something called Hado Vibrational Therapy, and she will be at this Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow as well. And she'll have these wonderful Hado vibrational machines, which can help with almost any physical or spiritual condition. She'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. We'll also have a wonderful gentleman named Charlie Cardinal. Charlie is a medium and a psychic as well. And he also wrote a beautiful song about Dr. Emoto. If we can... Eric, let's see if we can reach Charlie. We'll try to reach him on his phone and bring him on. He also wrote a song about, go ahead and play the song now. That would be great. Thanks.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed. depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing. Captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do.
Okay, great, great. Okay, and this is, here's the author of the song, Charlie Cardinal. Charlie, how you doing there, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Ted?
Good, good. Charlie will be at my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow in Olympia at 9101 Stillicum Road. And Charlie, what kind of work do you do? What will you be offering people tomorrow?
Well, I use the title of basically intuitive spiritual guide, but I basically have many, many gifts that I have discovered through my life that basically anything anybody needs, I can do.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful. So you can give people good advice from the spiritual side?
I talk to the spiritual side. I do healings. I do spiritual guidance, energy work. It's called Reiki. I do all kinds of things. I have this ability to basically tune into whatever people need, and I have the ability to help them with, as long as they are there to receive it. That's all it takes.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just got a question in from a listener. Do you do lotto numbers?
No.
All right. Okay, so for those people interested in gambling or finding out the current lotto numbers to win, it won't, don't come down. Yeah, Charlie won't be able to help you.
If everything, I knew the lottery numbers, I'd be winning myself.
All right, Charlie. Well, you do wonderful work, you and your wife, Stevie, are beautiful people, and I'm so happy you're coming tomorrow.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love doing it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks, Charlie, for coming on today and for sharing your song with us all. Everybody who can come down, please come on down. You take either exit 114 or 111, and it's just a few minutes off the freeway. So, Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I hope to see people there. And if you're looking to have any kind of information, spiritual guidance or anything, there's a number of people there I know that will be able to help out. I always put the energy out that says, if I can help you, come to me and I'll be there and available for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thanks, Charlie, so much. Now, I'd like to, Eric, if we can, we'll try to bring in Nancy Seals. It'll take a few minutes, but in the meantime, I'd like to introduce everyone to Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Moto Peace Project, a project that was started by Dr. Masaru Moto, one of the world's most famous and spiritual people, back in 2005 when Dr. Moto gave a speech before the United Nations on how we could make the world a much better and a happier place by teaching children love and gratitude. Now, it sounds like a simple concept, But it's an important concept because Dr. Emoto discovered through his own work that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water or to water, or you write love and gratitude on a glass of water, that on the molecular level, on the electron level, the water forms these beautiful crystal patterns. And the other thing that Dr. Emoto found out was that if you drink that water, you can improve your health. And but before we got on to Michiko, I wanted to explain everything. Michiko will be coming on in just a minute. I wanted to see if we're able to get Nancy Seals on. Eric, let's try to get Nancy. Okay, Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Nancy will also be at my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow in Olympia from 10 a.m. until about 6 or 7 p.m. At 9101 Stillicum Road. And Nancy, you have a very specialized thing that you do. Could you tell people what you do to help them?
Well, I read eyes, and which is a little bit involved, so it's a two-part thing. And I can tell you about your health and your body and what's going on and circulation, inflammation, and so how much more do you want?
Well, I was going to say 25 words or less, but that's okay.
Well, one thing I can say is that people that are afraid to have it done, I just want to remind everybody that there is power in prevention.
Sure.
That's my latest motto, power in prevention. And so when we can see inside the body at one fell swoop, we actually have more power in making our personal adjustments and seeing if the program that we're on that's supposed to correct our health is actually working.
Wow.
Pardon me, I got a little cough there.
That's all right, my friend. I know it's been going around. Well, you do fascinating work, and I've seen the work that you do, and you're accurate. And you really are able to help people. It's amazing, isn't it? Everybody has their own different techniques, and you use eyes as a way to
right. And let me share one thing with you is
sure.
that the other day I was in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I think we met there also.
We did at the Crystal.
And a lady came up and she said, a few years back I was at the women's show and this woman was reading eyes, and she did it for my friend, and she said her friend told her that I was right, the person that did it was right on. And I said, well, I was the one doing it because I'm the only one that's been doing iridology there.
Uh-huh.
But I do sclerology because now I look at the whites of the eyes. The colored part is what you inherited, but the whites of the eyes are the pathologies. So we can actually look at the kidneys, then we can look at the pancreas, then we can look at the liver and the gallbladder and everything in
wow.
one fell swoop.
Amazing. Amazing. Do you have a website or a way people can get a hold of you?
You know, I don't, and I think it is because this information is under Grand Medicine,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Leonard Melmar,
mm-hmm.
and it's www.grandmedicinesclerology, and you just click on the eyeballs. And so, you know, it's an expensive thing to be on the Internet to,
sure.
you know, for
sure.
that. Everybody asked me, but...
That's okay. But,
and there's about four colleges now that are teaching it. And they actually do it in Russia before you go in for surgery, because in Russia they cannot afford all the technical equipment that
wow.
we have.
Wow.
And this replaced, our x-rays really replaced a lot of health stuff. And that's how we got kind of booted around and kicked out.
Sure.
'Cause we were very progressive up to 1937.
Right.
But still, when you're having x-rays done, you have to piecemeal the body out. You're not looking at everything. I look at the whole picture. So it's I am accurate. I can pinpoint things.
You are very accurate. Well, for people who'd like to meet Nancy, she'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow from about 10 a.m. till 6 or 7 p.m. And Nancy, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Well, you're a good lady and you do wonderful work. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on today.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Thanks so much. And my next guest is Michiko Hayashi, and she'll be discussing her new Hato vibrational water machines. Now, I know that Dr. Emoto discovered that everything is Hato or vibration. And I think this is where it links you in with Tom Palladino, and in a way, Nancy Seale's work as well, because everything is vibration. I know he used to talk about that. And Dr. Moto would like to correct people's vibration to help them with any physical or spiritual condition. And he used these special Hato vibrational machines to successfully treat 10,000 people before he passed away in October of 2014. And anyway, you'll be there. And in addition to that, there will be people selling wonderful crystals and gems and lots of other spiritual people. I'll be there as well, myself, Ted Marr, giving readings. And tell us a little bit about your work, Michi, and how do you do this?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me here. And I'm looking forward to being at your Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I will be giving my presentation so that people will understand exactly what this is. And the title is Effect of Hado. Hado means vibration. Hado Vibrational Therapy and Water. And, well, this is based on Dr. Emoto's discovery and study. He was, before he started to do the water research, he was a doctor of alternative medicine. And he was using this Hado machine to find out the root cause of problem that people had. And what he did was that after discovering the root cause of the problem that people had or diseases that people have, what he did was, because everything is vibration, and when the vibration is not in harmony or in resonance, then we start to have problems. So what he did was he imprinted information to cancel this negative information of the people that and then he made this personalized water so that the patient can drink it and harmonize the vibration within their body, which is the root cause of the problem. So tomorrow I will show what Dr. Emoto was doing and how he was healing. And we now have the evolved version of the Hado machine that I brought this time, which I will be using to help people tomorrow.
You were giving these sessions in March at my Galactic Wisdom mm-hmm. Conference. And you'll also be coming back for my fifth annual conference as well in April next
right,
year.
Right, yeah.
April 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, mm-hmm. and 16th, 2019. And one thing I wanted, if you could, I don't want to, for sake of privacy, I don't want to give anyone's names, but there was a lady you had for a Hado session last March.
Mm-hmm.
I think you remember her, older lady, and she had she was concerned because she hadn't had any contact with her daughter for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Nice lady. But, you know, families sometimes don't get along, and she really wanted to reestablish contact
uh-huh.
with her daughter.
Exactly.
You made some Hado water for her to reestablish contact with her daughter, and please tell me what happened. I mean, I heard from her later about what happened.
Okay, well, she said that for the first time after so many years, her daughter called all of a sudden, and then they started to have a better good communication, started to talk to each other, understanding each other. Okay, what we did with this machine is that there's always a blockage that happened. And what we did was this information that stays in our subconscious mind is causing this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem. This negative karma or negative energy that stays in the subconscious mind is creating our mind. And our mind is creating our emotions. And when the emotions are negative, then that resonates with certain vibration.
Well,
that makes blockage or problems.
Well, it and the thing is that I wouldn't, to be honest with everyone, I wouldn't have believed it until I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where this lady, nice lady, had come in. She was older, and she had a daughter she hadn't talked to in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What can I do?" And I suggested trying a Hado session.
Mm-hmm.
And Michiko did her magic with this machine, programmed water to correct it. She drank the water, And then she receives a phone call from her daughter, I think it was 2 days later, mm-hmm. and they've gotten along great ever since the last report.
That happens, and that's something that the Haddo machine can do. And it's Dr. Emoto said about the diseases also, the Dr. Emoto said that he wrote in this book called The True Power of Water. He said the truth in warring is often the cause of illness. Mm-hmm. And in this book, he said Dr. Emoto discovered the close correlation between people's emotions and affected parts of their body. Mm-hmm. For example, if you have so much stress, then that affects intestines, mm-hmm. then that creates indigestions in the aspect of Haddo vibration. To cancel that such emotions, negative emotions, we imprint the information of relaxation into mm-hmm. water and have the patient drink it. Then the stress will go away, and then the such patient will have the peace in mind.
I see. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at a chart here. I'll hold it up for those who's watching us on YouTube today. There's a chart here with all these different human emotions and body parts. I don't know if you can see it there in the camera, but it's very interesting. Here's one. Emotion of anger goes into your liver, and it can cause hepatitis or all kinds of liver problems.
Uh-huh.
And canceling emotion is to have compassion.
Compassion.
That's fascinating.
And what we do is we imprint Haddo codes instead of compassion, the word compassion. Mm-hmm. We have the Haddo 5-digit numbers that are Haddo codes. Mm-hmm. And we imprint that code into water. And then have the patient drink it.
Interesting. Wow.
So because we're water, 70% water. Mm-hmm. And that changes the molecular structure of our water within our body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing you talk about. Excess fear, the emotion of excess fear, can go into your kidneys, which can cause your kidneys to fail. And to cancel that, you need peace of mind.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
fascinating.
That's something that Dr. Emoto discovered more mm-hmm. than 30 years ago when he was
goodness.
Treating people. Nowadays, mm-hmm. many people know that negative emotions are the ones that create our physical problem.
Mm-hmm.
And about 30 years ago, he already discovered all this using Haddo machine and treated those people.
That's incredible.
Isn't that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And
that's
here's something else that Dr. Emoto wrote in the in his book.
Okay.
Could I read it?
Yes, go
right
ahead.
On the page 32 of The True Power of Water,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Emoto writes, a human body has many organs which are made up of cells. Cells are made up of molecules, and molecules are made up of atoms, mm-hmm. and atoms are made up of subatomic particles. These subatomic particles have their intrinsic Haddo. Haddo means vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Intrinsic vibration. When their vibrations are normal, there aren't likely to be any problems. However, if something should happen to cause vibrational disturbances at the subatomic level, mm-hmm. this will result in an abnormality.
Mm-hmm.
As time continues, the number of subatomic particles with abnormal vibrations may increase, and this in turn will result in disturbing the intrinsic vibrations at the atomic level.
Wow, amazing.
That's the root cause. That's the basic cause of the problem that we have.
You know, I have to tell everyone this story. Back in the 1950s, 1957 actually, there was a gentleman named Valiant Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from the Galactic Alliance. He offered President Eisenhower and Vice President Nixon the elimination of all disease on this planet, so people would have long lives and without disease or any kind of physical problems. President Eisenhower, from what I know, was in favor of it, but Richard Nixon was against it because he had many doctors in the medical field, and he was afraid that they would lose their jobs if suddenly we got rid of disease here on the planet. unfortunately, Vice President Nixon prevailed, and so we've had we didn't take up that offer that was given by Valiant Thor. But it is possible, I think, to have a planet without disease and without problems. And I think if people were open to it, and I think if they were given the choice, they would choose a planet mm-hmm. that was without disease and without any kind of problems, certainly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think your techniques of vibration and Dr. Modell's philosophies will someday be part of traditional medicine here in the United States?
Not only in the United States, but worldwide. Mm-hmm. I am hoping that people will learn about this and that they will learn that we can prevent any disease mm-hmm. so that people don't have to suffer from any pain, any anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only people, but also animals, trees, flowers, everything we can help.
Sure.
With this method.
Sure, you know? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of my great spirit friends on the other side, including Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus, say that our future is very bright and very beautiful for the future. So if you hear of anyone saying that we're going to have a nuclear war and the planet's going to be wiped out, that's simply not true. And what I like to do on this radio program is to raise consciousness and bring in healers like Michiko here, to talk about healing methods that are available to people. And in my fairs that I have in Olympia, Washington, the Galactic Wisdom Fair, which is tomorrow and it's free to people, and also my Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in April 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2019 in Olympia, I like to have at least one day or several days devoted to healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because people sometimes need help. They need spiritual help or physical help. And they need diagnostic help in looking at their conditions. And I firmly believe that that we are powerful spiritual beings, and we can heal ourselves and heal others as well.
And you know, we don't really have to take any Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
With water, also just with our consciousness, we can prevent any diseases. Just like Zora said,
right?
When we believe that we are gods and goddesses,
and we are,
mm-hmm. and we can just by believing, we can prevent anything, and we can live happily and peacefully.
Now, one thing that Dr. Modell used to say, and I want you to expound on this if you can, is that the planet is 70% water,
mm-hmm.
and our bodies are also 70, 80% mm-hmm. water. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, the surface. I should say surface of this earth is about 70% water, and that's why this earth is said that it's a beautiful water planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, human beings also, when we are born, well, I should say when we are fertile egg,
mm-hmm.
We're about 96%. Water. We are really almost all water.
Mm-hmm.
When we are born as a baby, we're about 80-85% water.
Mm-hmm.
We start to lose water, but still, even now at this age, we are about 65-70% water. It's almost like we are walking water bottle, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And according to how we feel, what we think, what we say, because everything is vibration, it's forming the crystals or at the mm-hmm. molecular level of mm-hmm. water within mm-hmm. our body or in the atmosphere also,
mm-hmm.
which affects not only myself or yourself, because we're all energy, we are affecting everything else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So as being water, it's so important to understand mm-hmm. how water is absorbing everything we see, everything we hear,
right.
everything, how we feel,
right?
What
exactly.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that everyone out there may not be aware of, that there's a lot of bottled water companies here in the United States.
Yeah.
And I strongly urge you that if you are buying water out there, and there's many good companies that sell good water brands, is to avoid the bottles of water which contain fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's not very much, there's not a lot of truth in advertising here in the United States when they sell their water. And one company, of course, is Nestle, and they sell a product called Arrowhead Water that has a very high concentration of fluoride. Now, fluoride itself is considered a neurotoxin by our government, and it also shuts down the pineal gland after drinking it for many years. And if you're a psychic, that's the last thing you want to have happen, because fluoridated water causes your pineal gland to turn to stone. And it originally was used by none other than Adolf Hitler in the 1930s, and he used it in concentration camps to dumb down and make the inmates there docile, obedient worker bees. There are counties here in Washington State that do fluoridate their water, and for example, Seattle fluoridates their water. But Thurston County, Olympia, does not. So if you are in an area that does have fluoridated water, whether that be Los Angeles, Seattle, or New York, it's always a good idea to get a good water filter to filter out the water, because it's important for your health. I was going to ask Mitchie, what other kinds of miracles have you seen with this hotter water that you've made for people? Tell me some stories.
Okay, people, for example, athletes who are going to play big games, mm-hmm. and we make water for them, individual water, mm-hmm. so that they will be getting rid of blockage, that the belief that they may not be good enough. Then when we make their own water and have them drink, then many times they win the games. Mm. Or like golf players, baseball players, we have professional baseball players also, mm-hmm. golf players too. And it's amazing how water can help you as we program their own water to release the blockage that are in the subconscious mind.
Wow, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
We can help animals too.
Uh-huh.
The pets too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You can do anything with this.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we have, I want to come back to you in a few minutes, Mitchie.
Okay.
But we have a lady named Tara Basile, who will be coming to the conference of the fair tomorrow. And she does handwriting and palmistry, and there's different ways of blowing of helping people. Nancy Seals, we talked to about 10 minutes ago, focuses on eyes. She can look at someone's eye, at your eyes, and tell you how to help you or how to make you feel better. Michiko, of course, focuses in on water, and provides a diagnostic help for people with her Hado sessions. She's got openings tomorrow in the afternoon. And if you're interested in a Hado session, please just show up tomorrow if you like, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And she'll be happy to schedule you a private Hado session to help you with water, to program water to help you with any kind of spiritual or physical condition. She has openings available after 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and she'll be there until about 6 or 7 o'clock at night. From 10 a.m. to 12 noon tomorrow, she'll actually be giving a presentation on the Hado system. It's a free presentation. It'll be on the effect of Hado vibrational therapy and water, and how she makes water to help people with different physical and spiritual conditions. She's coming all the way from Tokyo, Japan, to be at the fair tomorrow, and it's a free event. The admission is free, and so I hope you can all come. If you come, the address is 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, and it's off of exit 111 or 114. It's at the Washington RV and Events Center, just after you pull in the gate is the it's called the Gatehouse, and it's at that venue. And I'll bring Michiko on in a few minutes. But in the meantime, Eric, thank you so much for getting Tara on the line. I want to introduce everyone to Tara Basile. Tara, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Ted?
Good. It's good to talk to you. I wanted to tell everyone about the kind of work that you do. Tell us how do you help people, Tara?
So look at people's hands, and most specifically, I look at their fingerprints, because their fingerprints have been with them since 14 weeks in utero, and the fingerprints have messages for us, talk about life purpose, life lesson, and sort of the consciousness that you're here to embody this time around here at Earth University.
Well, that's amazing. That's just amazing work. How did you get into this work, by the way?
Oh, it was one of those moments I call divine accidents. I was on leave from my job. I had chronic fatigue. I was experiencing health issues. And I was well enough to be bored, but not well enough to go back to work. And I heard the person who ended up being my teacher on a radio show such as yours that I'd never heard before. And then I was fascinated by what I heard, and I looked it up, and I've been studying with him ever since. It's been 5 years now.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So he's the one who downloaded the information about the fingerprint telling us these messages about life purpose and life lesson.
Now, I've studied palmistry a little bit, maybe just enough to be dangerous, but I'm right-handed, and I was told that my right hand is my free will hand, and my left hand is destiny. Could you tell us a little bit about palmistry? How does that work exactly?
The other thing that we talk about with the right hand versus left hand is that the right hand is the personality that you show out in public, out to the world, and the left hand is the personality that you show in private to those who are intimate with you and close relationships.
Okay,
so
interesting.
Usually people have different public and private personas.
Wonderful. Well, Tara, you do wonderful work, and I'm so happy you'll be coming tomorrow. She'll be there at my Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 or 7 p.m., and the address is 9101 Stillicum Road, just off of exit 111 or 114. If you get lost, just give me a call on my cell, and I'll help you. Happy to guide you there. My phone number is 509-750-9793. And Tara, would you like to say anything else to my listening audience today?
Well, I think it's a fantastic crowd that comes down to visit your fairs and your festivals. So I love being there. So please come on down. Join our party.
Great, Tara. Do you have a website or email you'd like to give out for people to contact you?
Sure. It's Tara at tarabasile.com. That's TARABASILE.com. And that's my website as well, tarabasile.com.
Okay, great, Tara. Well,
thanks, Ted.
You do wonderful work, and I'm so happy you'll be there. Please, if you're in the area, please come on down and meet Tara. She's a wonderful lady, and she does wonderful work.
Thank you. Such kind words.
Okay. My pleasure, Tara. We'll see you tomorrow.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, now I'd like to bring in Michiko again, and we'll wrap up the hour with her again. And Michiko, you do this personalized rod. How do you make people's personalized program water? How does that work exactly?
Oh, I use this Haddo machine it's an evolved version of the machine that Dr. Emoto was using.
And Haddo is Japanese for vibration?
Vibration, yes.
Okay, all right.
And the person who developed this machine is, his name is Yoshi, and he was in your Galactic Wisdom Conference.
The Ichiro Yoshinuchi is his full name.
Yoshinuchi, yes. Okay. And it's a very long, so we call him Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yoshi is the first and best student of Dr. Emoto's, and because Dr. Emoto became very busy doing the research on water, so he asked Yoshi to continue to do this therapy. And so Yoshi has been doing this for 24 years now.
Wow.
And he discovered something very important. That's a program that he made and installed in this Haddo machine that he made a magic square of Haddo codes. And it's really amazing. And symmetrically, it works, and it shows that the law of the universe. And it's that's something, the program is installed in this machine. And I use this machine because he made it. It's created and developed in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use this machine to measure each client's hado vibration, specifically with this machine, to discover the root cause of the problem.
Now, one thing, I don't mean to interrupt you, but when you discover the root cause of the problem, I know from experience that you go back, what, sometimes 7 lifetimes? Now, could you explain that a little bit?
Well, everything, the negative karma, or all the energies that we have,
right?
We receive, because we are born from our parents,
mm-hmm.
so in our DNA, we share our parents' DNA. That's energy. And also, our parents share their ancestors' energy also.
Okay.
So we all receive this energy. So we have to go back to our past life, our parents, and ancestors.
Hmm.
So when we detect with this machine that shows what kind of negative information we have had in the past life or past generations.
I know from doing psychic readings,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes people have a lot of trouble in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
because they've agreed to take on the karmic debts of their parents, grandparents,
mm-hmm.
or other generations, or even friends,
mm-hmm.
as part of their soul contract before they reincarnate into this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you pick up that as well?
Yes, we do.
That's fascinating.
We do.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because, mm-hmm. like, when we learn that our karma shares our parents' karmas also. Karma is energy, and we're sharing that. So sometimes I was just reading this article on Tetsu Shiratori, the movie.
Famous Japanese film producer. Mm-hmm.
Producer. He, when he had this cancer or brain tumor, he went back to his lifetime, the past lifetime, and discovered that when his mother was pregnant with him,
mm-hmm.
she was going through some kind of, she had the virus, and that affected him.
Interesting.
And she could not say that, and she was going through a very difficult emotion at that time because mm-hmm. she could not express that to her parents-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And that emotion affected him, Tetsu. So all these things we share from the parents or parents' parents, those are all emotions and karma.
Now, I've talked to Tetsu about this before and mm-hmm. also read his articles about it. And when he was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer about mm-hmm. 11 years ago or so, 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And the doctors, his Western doctors in Japan, said there was nothing could be done. They told him to write out a will, prepare, because he was going to die within, I think, 6 months or so.
Yeah, he had a very short time.
Very short time. And his friends heard about that. And so what they started doing, do you know this? Yeah, I'm sure you know the story. Tell everybody what he started doing, his friends started doing.
Tetsu?
Yeah, Tetsu, yeah. They started praying. They started.
Oh, okay. Well, Tetsu's friend, because he knew how powerful people's collective consciousness is.
Right.
So he asked all the friends around the world or within Japan to pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to recover. Also, what he did was he went to Yoshi's clinic,
mm-hmm.
who invented this machine.
Mm-hmm.
And Tetsu started to drink the personalized structured water that Yoshi made for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did, what he did was not only drinking that water, but also he did the his own therapy mm-hmm. by going on a diet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like fasting.
Now, one of the things that I remember hearing about his story
mm-hmm.
was that in a previous life, a lion had eaten him.
The very place where he had his brain tumor.
Yeah, a lion had attacked him.
Uh-huh.
And opened up and attacked him right at that very spot.
Uh-huh.
And that shock to his system, I don't think had never been really healed on a soul
level. At that time, he said he remembered that he was so angry at this lion that this lion just attacked him. So that anger stayed within him for so long, generation after generation. He was born so many times. And by releasing that anger, the tumor went away.
Went away. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I was in Egypt about 20 years ago, about 19 years ago, 19 years ago. And when I was there, there's these temples at Luxor in the southern part of Egypt on the Nile. And it was interesting because in hieroglyphics it was written, every disease is a dis-ease. And they spelled disease as D-I-S hyphen E-A-S-E in hieroglyphics. And that led me on my spiritual path to look at diseases as having a spiritual cause.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when I learned about Dr. Moto and your work of spiritual work about Hado and vibration, it all makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
To me, it makes sense.
Yes. Disease. We are nowadays, we're so busy, we don't even take care of ourselves spiritually, also energetically, as everything. I mean, even though we cannot see vibration, the reason why Dr. Moto wanted to take water crystals is because it's not because he wanted to show how beautiful water crystals are, but he wanted to prove that everything is vibration, and when the vibration is positive and beautiful, water shows in the water crystal form that the crystals can be, molecules can be so beautiful.
Right, right. Well, with that, I my good friend, Professor Albert Einstein, has just popped in, and he wanted me to share this with everyone.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Emoto found that the most beautiful water crystal he ever made was love, or love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude. And with that, after Professor Einstein had helped with the creation of the atomic bomb back in the 30s and 40s, he had great regrets, and in 1955, he had written a beautiful letter to his daughter, Listerl, and he asked her to hold on to it. It's called The Balm of Love, and when he wrote this letter, and he wrote that if he had to do it all over again, he would have created a balm of love rather than an atomic bomb. And he wrote, "The universal force is love. When scientists looked for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force. Love is light that enlightens those who give and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness." He wrote, "Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. God is love, and love is God, and God is love." He wrote that this force explains and gives meaning to life. It's the variable that we've ignored for far too long. To give visibility to love, instead of E equals MC squared, he said that we accept the energy to heal the world can be obtained through love, multiplied by the speed of light squared. He says that love has no limits. And for our species to survive, if we are to find meaning in life, if we want to save the world and make it a better place, love is the one and only answer.
Oh, that's beautiful, and it's so true. You know, I was really so happy and grateful that scientists who participated in that international water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria, were so, not just the regular scientists, but they were far beyond the scientists because they were so spiritual at the same time.
Right, exactly.
And that's how they could overcome what other regular scientists could not overcome.
Right, exactly.
Because they're so open to it.
Well, I don't know if we... That's okay. That's fine. This is the beautiful water song that Dr. Emoto, that friends of Dr. Emoto wrote for him many years ago. And it's a beautiful way to wrap up the program. We're having our Galactic Wisdom Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Michika will be there making personalized water for you. We'll have a lot of other psychics too. So hope you can come, and I hope everyone has a really beautiful and happy weekend. Take care, friends. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening today.